of the things that Nietzsche Bandhu said yesterday that I really agree with him so much. It came out of him saying that in Krakow, a number of people had given talks, and between somebody who never met Bhante to himself, who had spent a lot of time with Bhante. And he said something like, the person who had never met Bhante, in a way his or her sort, was the most interesting. Maybe it wasn't just interesting. Perhaps hearing them had a sort of special significance. I've thought about this quite a lot since Bhante died, that most people in our order, and certainly movement, never met Bhante. But when I say never met Bhante, they never met him in person. So I think that's a very important distinction to make right from the outset. When we talk about meeting Bhante, there are many, many ways to meet Bhante. And the way I met Bhante was not in person. That was not how I made my first contact with Bhante. I'm from an early generation of order members, but I'm certainly not from the first generation. I did come along in the first 10 years. Though when I realized fairly recently I came along in the first 10 years, I was quite surprised. Because when I came along to the movement in 1976, I felt, and it was the case, that things are quite established in a way. And I always have benefited from having order members to look up to. And I feel very, very fortunate and very, very grateful for that. There was David Mitra who introduced me to the Dhamma, actually. And every time I see David Mitra, he probably gets a bit bored with it. I always, just about always, say, David Mitra, I'm so grateful to you. And that's how I feel. And then there was Subhuti, Vasantara, Lokamitra, Nagabodhi, all these great names. They were always there for me. Now, I know on the women's side, those who came along at the same time, it was not so available. It was not so easy because there were many, many less women Dharmacharinis at that time. But I benefited from that, even though I was ordained in 1977, just over 10 years after the order was founded. But I never had a personal conversation with Bhante before I was ordained. And actually, at that time, I heard that Bhante commented on that. In the sense, this was something a bit new, that I was ordained on the recommendation of those who knew me. People like Sagramati, Deva Mitra, Aloka, others. I had heard Bhante give a couple of lectures, Sutra of Golden Light series in 1976. He had come to dinner at Vajrakula, a men's community that Deva Mitra and Aloka started, and I joined as a new Mitra. But I'd never had a personal conversation. And from the time of my ordination until I moved back from several years living in India, just before the millennium, I don't know, but maybe I had personal meetings with Bhante, maybe half a dozen times. I don't know how many times. So I was very fortunate to attend a number of seminars, quite a number of seminars. And in that way, that was very sort of personal communication in the sense of in the same room, which is not to say that communication through his writings and his lectures was not personal for me and is not personal. It is. First time I remember really meeting Bhante was in early 1977 when I started reading The Survey of Buddhism. And when I read the first chapter, something touched me deeply, which we all know is Shraddha. Actually, that was maybe the second time. The first time I really met Bhante was the first time I went to the Norwich Buddhist Center, very first time, when the recorded lecture by Bhante of the meaning of spiritual community was played. And I've talked about that often. In fact, one of my favorite kind of talks is about that lecture, The Meaning of Spiritual Community, because that lecture, really, from there, everything that I feel I have wanted to do with my life has kind of grown out of that lecture. And I think that others of us would likely be able to say similarly, even if it had not been that lecture specifically. If you look in that lecture, The Meaning of Spiritual Community, the whole of Bhante's vision, from the transforming ourselves, transforming society, and the transcendental is all there.